Well, the risk is that it won't hold the oil, and that they may cause some damage to the well. So that's kind of what they just want to go with a real abundance of caution at this point. They are concerned that the pressure. Remember, this new cap was placed on top of the blowout preventer, which is already on top of the well. So it's bringing a lot of pressure anyway, and they want to make sure that the pressure isn't so great that it damages the well, that there aren't other things that it. Remember, if this does work like they want it to, it's going to basically seal off much, if not all, of this oil. So if it does that, is it going to cause pressure anywhere else in the well? Those are the kind of things that they're looking out for.
And the risk is that if it puts too much pressure, we actually end up worse off than we were before. All of a sudden, all those other aspects that are at least restraining the oil from spilling at least a little bit are all you're back to ground zero.
Well, that's right. And one thing that we were told could happen is that it could bring enough pressure to not necessarily blow out, but at least push out other oil in other parts of the well or damage other parts of the well. And because of that, they even delayed the relief well drilling while this well integrity test takes place and while the cap is on there, at least a couple of days. So, because they don't want the relief wells to be damaged, and the relief well is running just parallel to the leaking well. So that kind of shows you their level of concern.
I saw a lot of, particularly on Twitter and other places, a lot of traffic, people going, hold on, you're taking off the well that it at least slowed the volume of oil pouring into the Gulf, and now there's just incredible amounts of oil pouring in, and then it's taken, I think, longer than people anticipated anyway. It feels a little bit like, we have to burn the village in order to save the village kind of thing.
Well, I think there is some of that going on, and they do have to kind of take a step back before they take a step forward. They did have to take this old cap off in order to put this new one on, but the new one is said to be better and tighter, and it simply works better, and will hopefully be able to capture a lot more oil, if not all of the oil. Now, remember, that's a big deal. That old cap was, I don't know what you'd equate it to, but let's just say it was a little more rickety than this new one. And yes, in order to put a better one on and capture more oil, they had to take the old one off. And to do that, yes, a lot more oil is flowing as it is now. But I guess you would have to give them credit for at least trying to put the best possible device on there that they could.
What's the mood down there at BP headquarters?
It's very tense, and you have people working around the clock. I spoke to Admiral Thad Allen, the National Incident Commander, about that. He said the people are, being very professional about it, but there was clearly, like on Monday when the cap went on, the new cap went on and it was successful, there was clearly a visual sign of relief among the staff there. Look, if these people are working in 12-hour shifts. They've been working, 86-plus days now since this thing started to try to cap this well and to get it sealed off. I think we're safe to say that almost nothing has worked. So, these are engineers, these are professionals doing the very best they can in order to stop this leak from happening. It's been extremely frustrating. And he said that, Admiral Allen said that there were not cheers going up, but there was a palpable sense of relief.
Do we have an anticipation as to when we'll be able to know when they can start moving this along?
Well, right now, we know that by midday today, the response team was going to meet and decide the next steps in this. And the next step would be whether to go ahead with the well integrity test or maybe delay it further while they review some more things. So that's kind of where we are. Once that well integrity test gets underway, we'll know within 6 to 48 hours, they say, whether this well is strong enough to hold the new cap. And that's really what the gist of this is. This well integrity test will determine whether this new cap can stay on there and hold the oil. And, it's going to be kind of an anxious couple of days, probably.
Do we have a sense as to how much oil is actually pouring out now? I mean, it seems like we're back to where we were.
The incident command and BP officials have said that, they give you a range of between 35 and 60,000 barrels a day pouring out. There are others who would say it's much more. But maybe one of the things that this new cap could tell us, if it works, if it holds all the oil, it may be able to give us a better gauge of exactly how much has been coming out. So that'll be another benefit to this.
And if this works, I mean, the dream is that we may be able to start stop the day count, that we may, day number, whatever we are at, we may be able to stop that count.
That's right. And, that'll be a relief to everyone. It's going to be a relief to BP, certainly. It's going to be a relief to the incident command. It will be a relief to Governor Bobby Jindal, Governor Haley Barbour, everybody else who's on the Gulf Coast to at least know that the flow of oil has stopped. It doesn't mean that the oil is not still coming their way, because there's still a lot of it on the surface and a lot of it moving around out there. But, you know, the gusher will have stopped. And, you know, we can all start to maybe think about more about the recovery and about how this region is going to recover from all this after this real nightmare.
And still a long way to go in the recovery process.
Absolutely. I mean, people, I think I heard one of the officials yesterday saying that the cleanup effort will at least last into the fall. So I think we can anticipate that it'll last probably beyond that as well.